football on Off the Ball.
It's a hammer blow for the league in many ways. Damien Duff and Champions League football sounds great together.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I think they'll go all the way to the final, to be honest.
Yeah.
I believe in my county, and I suppose they're good at football. They just have to believe in themselves.
I love playing 12. I love playing 10. I love being on the pitch, to be honest.
Are you confident?
Absolutely not.
No!
Thank you for all the supporters. Thank you for the team. Thank you, France. Merci la France. Merci les baguettes. Merci les croissants. Je vous aime. I love you.
Hello, hello. Happy Thursday. What is the crack? You're very welcome back to Word on the Street. We're all back in studio. Thank God. I haven't been in the seat in like 2 weeks. It actually feels kind of foreign. My heart is racing. But if you're new here, every week we take a sporting, something that's dominating the headlines, a sporting topic that everyone's talking about it, and we take it to the public and we find out what they think, and then we bring it back and we basically chit-chat for half an hour about that certain topic. So if you haven't already hopped on the trend, this is episode 9 and we're calling it Wyrox. Now that name was extremely clever from our producer Brona, who has disappeared off to Tenerife this week. But if you can't tell, it's all about Hyrox. So Eve, Rachel, how are we? How do we feel about Hyrox?
I'm good. How do I feel about Hyrox? Yeah, it's everywhere, isn't it? Absolutely everywhere.
See, what was interesting is, I'm also good, but what was interesting is that I actually hadn't heard of it before we kind of decided on talking about it for this podcast. And then suddenly, you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like your phones are definitely listening to you because it's all I've been getting now for about 2 weeks.
It actually hasn't popped up on my TikTok yet, which is unusual because in the paddle week, I got so much paddle that's still dominating my For You page. And then in the F1 week, I got loads of close-ups of all the F1 drivers, but Hyrox hasn't hit me.
It's just lions for you instead. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually have something to play for you guys because I was going to ask you, I messed up my intro, goddamn, but I was going to ask you how your weekends went. And then once you told me how your weekends went, I was going to say, this is how my weekend went. And I just want you guys to react to this one little clip right here. Feel about that? I just wanted to have a look at your faces whilst I played that little clip.
What a beautiful day it was in our city. I'm not a rugby fan. The streets were thronged with people in red shirts everywhere, and it just seemed to be a lot more English fans than any other. Or maybe I'm incorrect in that.
Yeah, you're following on from Nathan's line on the news round yesterday.
What did he say in the news round?
I don't want to repeat it because people weren't happy online, let's put it that way. But he was basically saying that English fans are hopping on the Lions trend so that they can be more popular.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And were you asking our opinion on the chant itself? Like,
yeah,
I
wanted to see your face because I've seen a lot of people, you know, kind of cringe internally as soon as they hear that chant. And then you got the people who jump on the background again and go, it's got the finger point as well. It has to have the finger point. They go, Lions, Lions.
Yeah. It's better than USA, you know, but I think they could still do something with it. You know?
So do you think then soon that as Hyrox gets more popular, there's going to be like a Hyrox chant? You know, people are going watching professional Hyrox and they need to really support their favourite Hyrox person.
Maybe.
You know what Hyrox stands for?
No.
I googled this. Well, but you go. I won't ruin it for you. Go on.
So I like Hyrox. I think it's great. But when I heard this, it was like, oh, it's called Hybrid Rockstars. It's a mashup of that. Yeah.
So I mean,
Rockstars.
We're being very dismissive already.
Yeah, we are. We tend to do this.
It actually is a very interesting. So for anyone who doesn't know what Hyrox is, it's a sort of vaguely new phenomenon. It's been maybe, what, 20?
Started in 2018 in Germany, I think. So really new, yeah.
Almost 10 years old. And it's basically a fitness sort of challenge, I guess you'd call it, where it's like you run 8 kilometers, and in between every kilometer there is like a specific workout section. So I think there's like
ski machines, sled pull, which are different things apparently. 80 meter burpee jumps.
That's the killer, I'd say.
That one threw me now.
Yeah.
I can barely do a burpee up in the air.
Yeah.
Let alone across 80 meters of the floor.
Yeah.
And I was watching a video of it today. They have like marked out like squares on the floor that they have to burpee jump into. And if you don't do that correctly, I think you have to start all over again.
Whoa. Especially, yeah, because it's a competition as well. It's not just a, I'm doing this to get fit. Like, people get judged on this. Yeah.
And if they don't do the exercise correctly, they have to do it again before they can start their next run.
Which is fair enough, you know.
Fair enough, but difficult. I know we're going to get into this later, but the whole thing about it, so the mix of the two words, what did you say they were? Rockstar?
Hybrid rockstars, because it's hybrid training between running and strength.
Yeah, and also talking about like how it's all like accessible and stuff, which we're going to get into. But holy crap, I don't think I could do it. Like, definitely not straight off the bat anyway.
Yeah. Interesting that you hadn't heard of it yet, Eve. Like, it's everywhere on my Instagram. Everyone I know has done one. But I think what really brought it to the fore this week was the O'Rourke sisters from Roscommon.
Oh, yes.
So you had Lisa and Aoife. They won gold at the World High Rocks Championships.
Where were they?
Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I did see that online. That's insane.
They competed in the doubles. And then Lisa finished bronze in her category in the singles. Now, insane family in general.
Yeah, freaks. Absolutely.
Like, Aoife is a two-time Olympian and three-time world champion.
In what?
Boxing. Ah. And Lisa is a world champion in boxing as well.
Incredible.
They both won silver medals in Serbia in March in boxing. So, like, absolutely insane. Lisa is a member of the Roscommon Gaelic football team as well.
And now, do you know, did they pick up Hyrux recently? Like, are they relatively new into this? Or
I think they must be.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so new.
Yeah.
Could be just throwing that out there. But because they were competing in world championships in March in boxing, you know, so.
But it is quite new, as we said, like 2018 hit in Germany. But in Ireland, were you talking to someone that said they kind of got into it around COVID time?
Yeah. So Rachel, you were chatting to, is it Owen McGregor?
Yeah, he's the founder of Perpetua Fitness. It was like the first official hybrid Hyrox affiliated gym in Ireland.
I do believe myself it came from everyone getting into running after COVID, to be honest. And then obviously the power of social media, you know yourself, when things go blow up on social media and people are posting about it all the time, everyone's intrigued. Everyone's like, okay, I want to try it. I want to do something. And obviously as the younger population is changing away from, like, you know, partying and drinking as much, fitness has become an awful lot bigger of a trend. I think it's for someone just to work towards a goal, like an event. It doesn't seem like the hardest thing in the world to do at the start. And then I suppose once they get their first event, get their, let's say, the time, and then they're like, okay, I want to beat that the next time, and then they'll go do it again and again and again.
That's kind of mad, because it was a similar story when we did paddle. I always refer back to paddle. I clearly have an obsession with it. But that also kind of came to the forefront during COVID, when I think people were bored and they had nothing to do and they were like, how do I fill this void? So is it a similar story with Hyrox? People were like, I'm bored, I can... Well, you can't really do these exercises at home, but maybe you can practice them.
Yeah, I think it was, I spoke to Owen on the phone and he said it was because so many people in COVID took up running and that they joined these run clubs and they felt comfortable running and they probably already had a little bit of experience in the gym. So they were comfortable doing these exercises, but now they knew they could run.
Yeah.
He said a lot of the time you felt like you were either one or the other. You were a runner or you went to the gym.
Yeah.
But COVID opened up like a bit of duality between the two of them. So
I also feel like I didn't gym in COVID, obviously, because nobody could, but I did work out in my back garden and I had a couple kettlebells and I was doing the burpees, which I would never do now. Like, I'd be shocked if I could do 10 in a row. But that was the time we were probably, or I was definitely the fittest I had been in years, just because there was nothing else to do. So I can kind of understand how people went from that and then came out and were like, I want to put this to the test. I want to see what time I can beat. I want to go against other people. And then we were craving, like, social experiences and people to talk to. And a lot of people talk about how Hyrox is super social, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely one of those people that you were talking about who is a runner and not a gym rat. So, and like, I need to see trees. I need to be outside running, doing something. But you do, I guess, understand why after COVID, when people were isolated for so long, that seeing a new sort of fitness experience that you can do on your own, but you can do with people. And that has become so popular that you're seeing your friends do it, that you want to do it.
My friend.
No, nor mine. But what is... Actually, my friends want to do this. This is the topic I've got the most kind of texts about when we said we were going to do it, of people asking me, have I done it? No. People telling me I really want to do it. I've had friends from Vancouver, my friend Claire from Vancouver, who really wants to get like a go at it. But I've had people asking me, oh, so are you going to get like a free chance to do what? I was like, no. Can you get me a free chance to do what? No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Sponsor. We might. No. No spoilers. We may end up at a HYROX training session. Word on the street, out on the street, giving HYROX a go. No promises though, because we have yet to decide whether we want to embarrass ourselves like that.
Exactly.
But I do want to play this clip from Roisin, because she talks about how prevalent it is all over social media. And it's not quite on mine yet, but you agreed. So let's just listen to what she had to say.
Was basically back in November, my friend sent a message into our group chat saying, did anyone want to do a relay HYROX in Copenhagen in March? And at first I was a bit apprehensive about it. I was like, oh no, I don't want to do it. Like, I'd seen TikToks about HYROX. Like, it's so big at the moment, like online. I'd seen Zoe Haig do a HYROX and I was like, oh my God, I could never. But we agreed to do it, and then my friend got her other friend as well. So there was four of us.
Zoe Haig doing it is hilarious.
Who's Zoe Haig?
Oh no, do you know Molly May?
Oh, okay.
From Love Island.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Love Island's back at the moment. I'm hooked. Connor Phillips from Ireland, from Limerick. He was a rugby seven star. Do you know him?
No.
Oh, he's on Love Island at the moment.
Is that what all the rugby sevens people are going to be doing now since the program got cancelled?
He's following.
Sorry, I didn't mean that in a cruel
RFE
way.
No, that's fair. But yeah, he's following Greg's footsteps and he's actually hilarious. He's being a bit of Mr. Steal Your Man at the moment. But yeah, Zoe Haig is Molly May's sister.
Okay.
And she did a HYROX and she put it on her TikTok. And so did Molly, I can't remember her second name, but who won last year with Tom.
I've never seen an episode of Love Island in my life.
Oh, okay, just me then. Perfect. But she won last year and I saw her TikTok, she was doing HYROX. So the celebrities are buying into this.
Yeah, and it's so like marketable on social media, isn't it? And I know we spoke about this like a little bit before, but you see pictures of it and everyone just seems to be in unbelievable nick. And maybe that's just the pictures that people are posting. You know, obviously everyone is going out competing in these things, you know, whatever, every shape and size. But you have the professional photographers at the event, so like they're capturing brilliant content, and
they look
if I
class.
Did something like that, you're going to hear about it. Like, you know, if I do a HYROX,
except I won't have
everyone will know because there'll be a picture up there. You know,
I don't know about you though. I don't have the eight packs.
No.
Every single one of these athletes seems to have.
But it's so aspirational. You see the pictures on social media of these people. And I don't think, or at least I've not yet seen someone who's like, join me at the start of my HYROX journey.
Yeah.
It's always kind of these people who are already incredibly, and obviously you need to be incredibly fit to do one of these anyway. You need to be familiar with gym work and everything. But when you see kind of the influencers and the fitness influencers, I mean, it's just people scrolling on their TikTok and being like, okay, I want to look exactly like that.
Yeah.
What are they doing? How did they do it? Where are they doing it? Oh, they're all doing HYROX. Okay.
I think that is why so many people have gotten into it. Like, even my housemate, I was chatting to him, he wants to do it and he's, you know, trying to lose weight. He's actually going down to visit his girlfriend in Australia soon. Sorry, Andrew, I'm really outing you here on the pod, but he wants to get in shape because he's scared all the Australians are going to be in class shape. So he was like, I want to take up HYROX. And it is that you look at these people, they look incredible. What are they doing? They're doing HYROX. Okay, that has to be my answer to how I want to look. And it kind of coincides with the whole movement that's happening with everyone at the moment in their 20s or mid-20s to late-20s, maybe. I don't know about the earlies. You could attest.
Well, as like a prime example, it was your birthday last week, Susanna.
Yeah.
And we said, happy birthday, Susanna. Have a great day. What are you doing for your birthday? And for context, for my most recent birthday, I got very, very, very drunk. We said, Susanna, what are you doing? I'm actually playing tennis.
I was playing tennis and I only had one drink.
So, this kind of health fitness trend. Yeah, I mean, listen, I did turn 21, 22 and instantly was like, okay, I need to do a half marathon. So I did do like...
Oh, there is, that's impressive.
Okay, I did the mini marathon in the end.
Still impressive.
I do think there is maybe a slight movement. I'm maybe not at the forefront of that movement. I'm not leading it with a big banner. But we talked again to Roisin and she kind of expanded a bit more on kind of her perspective on this.
I think it's really popular in Ireland at the moment because I think like people in their 20s are like really into their like fitness at the moment, and it's such a good way of like, I don't know, meeting other people. And there's loads of like HYROX sims at the moment all over the country, and you can like, Yeah, like it's good because you can kind of, you can do it on your own. You can do it in partners. If you're like in a relationship, you can do it with your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever.
I actually can't imagine anything worse than doing high rocks with my boyfriend. I think we would come out of that situation firmly broken up. Can't confirm. I don't, what do you guys think?
Yeah, no.
I don't think I could do it with anybody. Like, yeah. That's why I liked training for the mini marathon, because it was just kind of like me, my headphones, I'm out running, and you kind of build up your kind of fitness for a little while and then you have a great day. And I did it with like my mum and my aunt, so it was social at the end.
Yeah, you get to half the work in a high rocks though, you know.
Yeah,
with the running, like you're just running along with someone, but if you do the high rocks doubles, like you have to do half the work.
Yeah,
you know, you can share between.
Yeah,
and I think that's one of the biggest things that came up when we just asked, like, why high rocks, you know. Mm. You've had CrossFit was really popular, but it doesn't seem to have this cult. It has a cult following, but not permeating into like the kind of everyday gym goer.
Yes.
Like CrossFitters, maybe one or two people you'd know that were super fit, maybe like used to be dancers or gymnasts, got into it. But I've got friends that have done high rocks that, you know, they would never get into CrossFit.
Mm.
So being able to do it as a partner was one of the biggest, like, you can come in, look, you can do it with me. I'll do the burpees, maybe. I'll do the majority of the burpees.
It would make it easier to, like, if I was going to attempt one, which I probably won't. I would do it as a double, just not with my boyfriend, but with a friend, maybe.
Yeah.
We had two interesting Instagram comments, just kind of relating to that. One from Paul, who kind of, when we asked, like, why did you start High Rocks? He said he just didn't have time for CrossFit anymore. So it maybe that kind of being able to share the load makes it kind of easier for people who are busy with busy schedules. And then Dominic on Instagram said, first rule of High Rocks, tell everyone you do High Rocks. Which seems to be the prevailing sentiment as well, that it's not only something that you do because it's great for your fitness and it's maybe more accessible than CrossFit, it's also something that you do to post on social media. Which, like, as you said, if you're doing High Rocks, yeah, I'd post about it too. It's impressive.
Yeah, fully. But they say that themselves, like, there are two things that are making it popular is accessibility, which you're going to come to in a second, and visibility. And the whole thing about the visibility is, like, you know, they don't even give out medals when you win. They actually give out badges that you can then stick on your gym bag so that it's visible for all to see that you've done a High Rocks.
Oh, wow.
Like, the whole idea behind it is to make it as visual and as big online and in the public space as possible. And it's, I mean, it's working. People say it's one of the fastest growing sports in Europe at the moment. I don't know if I've seen it in Ireland, but it's definitely on the rise.
It is, yeah. And just as a business model, it seems to be so clever. When I talked to Owen, we'll get to Rachel later as well. They're both in the fitness industry and they just said, as a business model, it's so simple. It's so effective. You see, like, those badges, they're like almost like things that you used to like iron onto a denim jacket. Like those badges.
Those cool things that you put on.
Yeah, so like,
I love those things. I would do a High Rocks just to get one of those things.
There you go. Inspiration is out. But let's talk about the accessibility. Am I right in saying you chatted to somebody called Colleen about this?
I did, yeah. Just kind of wondering, I suppose, in terms of the how and why you get into it. And people have found it very accessible.
Well, let's listen to that.
I think High Rocks has become so popular here because it's so accessible to everyone. I mean, it doesn't matter your fitness level, your age, like, anyone really can take part in it. And as well, like, there's so many gyms around the country now that are hosting simulation events. You know, there's always something for someone. There's half, like, you can do a half one and test it out. You can double up and, you know, split the workouts. You know, I think it's just become something that's really great now. And, you know, I think everyone should at least give it a shot.
So this is something we've kind of gone back and forth about, the whole accessibility of it. I do understand, compared to CrossFit, the idea is that, one, you can share this, like you were talking about, so that makes it a little bit easier. Two, it's always the same exercises in High Rocks, so you can train for it. Maybe if I went to the gym for a couple of weeks and I practiced them, maybe I could attempt it with a little bit more confidence than I would currently have. But I don't think it's accessible in terms of, like, you can just rock up and do a High Rocks. Like, these exercises must take some level of skill.
Yeah, basics. I think, like, I'm not big into the gym or anything, but...
Yeah, me neither.
Like, what you have, like, as long as you've got your basic form for any kind of a gym, I think you can do a High Rocks. You know, like, lunges, paddy lifts, whatever you call them, paddy farmer lifts. Farmer
I
lifts.
I actually don't even know what you're referring to right now.
Skier squats, they're all just like, once you've got basic form, you can do them. Like that's compared to CrossFit where, you know, you see people baiting up and down on the bars. Like that's gymnastics. That takes real skill. Yeah. I think if you're not doing that right, you can't do CrossFit and you could get injured very badly, very quickly. Whereas when it comes to HYROX, you could probably do 2 or 3 classes and just get told this is your correct form and then you can work on it yourself. You know, yeah, people run HYROX classes, but I think it's really something that once you've got the basics down, you can do yourself. You know, there's you don't need equipment. All you need is 1 or 2 weights. I think that's where the accessibility argument comes into it.
Yeah.
I think there's certain levels. Like, obviously, there's people who would be doing this now at, like, a pro level. And then you have maybe people who go to the gym ordinarily who could do HYROX as a beginner and they'd be able to understand and do all of this. And then you have people who maybe don't do any of these exercises in the gym who could be incredibly fit and still can't do it. And I'm speaking specifically of poor... we had Richie Hogan on PM a few weeks ago. Now, he's a former Kilkenny hurler. So fit, like a really fit guy. An athlete, like professional athlete. Well, not professional, but you know what I mean. And
it's an argument for another day.
I'm not even getting into that. But he was on PM last month and he said that he did a HYROX competition. I think it was in Berlin. And with no prep, I suppose kind of thinking, you know, I'm an athlete.
Yeah, it's meant to be accessible. Yeah.
Mentally accessible. He said he threw up multiple times.
Lovely.
And exact quote was brutal, brutal, brutal. So it's something where I reckon, as you said, Rachel, you might need 2 or 3 classes with an instructor there to kind of really get an understanding of the basics of the kind of the running part. Yeah, that's fine. Anyone can do that. But the actual kind of
the exercises itself. Yeah, yeah, the equipment. And I think that's where my problem with the word accessible comes in, because gyms cost money.
Oh yeah.
And I think we were saying, like, I was looking up a HYROX gym, which yeah, you don't have to be a member of, but if you want to be part of the cool kids who do the HYROX and part of the team, you're paying like £200 a month to be part of a HYROX gym. Okay, maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you're just joining FlyFit that do the HYROX classes. It's still like £35 to £40 a month. Yeah. That you have to shell out, where if you were just running, you don't have to be part of a gym.
Yeah.
Like, do you really think you could practice this at home? Like the but the pulls, you know, across like a big space, they're big weights on like trays.
I think like, I just don't think you'd need to be paying to do specific, you don't have to pay to do specific HYROX classes.
No, now, maybe not the classes, but a gym in general?
I don't know, to be honest. You know, I've never lifted or pushed anything heavier than probably 10 kg. Same, so I actually can attest to that, but I'd imagine you could.
No, I feel like if you wanted the full social experience of the HYROX, you'd need to join a gym.
Yeah.
Like a proper class. So you're doing it with people, even if you're not in that kind of relay team with them, that this is kind of solidarity of we're all doing this at the same time. So in terms of accessibility, like, yes, Colleen was right. It's, you don't have to be extremely fit to start at all. You can definitely build up fitness. The cost of gyms is just a whole other kind of separate. That's just issue. Everything is too expensive nowadays.
Yeah,
that's true. But the events themselves aren't cheap either. I mean, I know nothing is cheap to enter. Like, if you want to run a marathon, you have to pay quite a lot as well. But there's still so many people who want to do it. And I think that's what people have been blown away by, is that the demand for tickets has actually overrun the sport itself or the company itself, and they don't have enough places to accept all these people. They're saying it's like the London Marathon, where it's basically a lottery whether you get a ticket or not. You apply like a year in advance and then you hope for the best.
Like, I was chatting to somebody who said they were like 10,000 and something on the Ticketmaster queue to try and get a ticket for some HYROX in Portugal or somewhere like that.
Yeah, like, well, sure, we were listening. There was a girl was saying there that she did it in Copenhagen. Your man did it in Berlin. Like, people are actually travelling now to do HYROX events because they can't get into the one in their home country.
Yeah, and it's seen the rise then of, I think either Colleen mentioned it earlier, like these HYROX Sims events.
Yes.
So basically these are like HYROX simulations. And we spoke with Rachel Farrell, who is the one of the founders of Hybrid Series Ireland. So they're an official partner with HYROX. So this is one of the first questions I asked, like, are these gyms just running events based exactly on HYROX and like has nothing to do with them? But no, they're officially linked to HYROX, but essentially because there weren't enough tickets going around. I think they only do one event a year in Ireland, maybe. The official one, I think. There was such demand for them. Gyms all over the country are running simulation Hyrox events just because the demand was so high for them. I think we have a clip from Rachel there, which...
Yeah, I suppose so. That was kind of where the idea was born. Like, we, there's three of us involved, and we all, the two other guys are CrossFitters mainly, and we all just kind of saw the demand for, you know, people trying to get tickets. And like, you know, it's not affordable for everybody to, you know, just, I suppose, a trip abroad, including your race tickets, your flights, accommodation, food and drinks would be minimum $2,000. Like, not everybody has that luxury of being able to do that. So that's where we thought we'd kind of jump in and see what we could do, because we all really enjoy competing. And like, we just thought if that was us, we'd love if something came on the market that we could enter, you know, because we couldn't get tickets. Like, even Dublin gone by there, we could, none of us could get tickets for it. So that's really where it came from. It was kind of, I suppose, out of interest and passion for sport in general and events in general.
Yeah, so that's interesting. There's so many people want to do Hyrox. There's not enough Hyrox. So they have fake Hyrox, but it's not fake because it's the same thing, but it's just a different company.
Yeah.
Yeah? I said that in a really uneloquent way?
Essentially, yeah. And it was interesting chatting to Rachel as well. Just going back to accessibility, because I was like, if you're going out, so many people are coming to watch these things. I'm like, oh, people are running at different paces, but because they're all going out in different waves, you could be finishing the same time as someone who started like an hour earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not obvious as to, you could be coming first, you could become 60th. She said that's another really big appeal.
I understand the appeal of that as a person in the event, because you don't want to feel like you're at the back of the pack and coming last. But as a spectator, I would find that quite boring, because I'd just be like, well, I don't know who's winning. I'm just watching these random people lift weights and do burpees and then run around a little bit. Like, I would never pay personally to go watch this unless I was supporting somebody in it. I think we were having this debate earlier, but yeah. Would you guys, like, there's a lot of people paying money to go watch these events as well.
I don't think I would watch it as like a spectator sport. I don't even feel like if it was live streamed or like a television show was kind of showing it live, I don't even think I'd tune in and watch that. Ironically, maybe it's because I'm one of these young people who consume most stuff through short form content now, which I don't like, and I'm trying to avoid that. But I'm more likely to be interested in like, oh, there's an Instagram reel, because it's like 15 seconds, 20 seconds. I get the gist, and that's fine. I feel like if you were there over a few hours watching people do the same workouts and then the running, it would get quite boring. And I don't think that's just everyone's attention span is screwed nowadays. I think that is just the nature of the sport. And I mean, at the same time, it's just what people like to see and what people want to see. We had this debate a couple of weeks ago with Rachel going, Eve, I don't know how you can go to Formula One and watch them go the same circuit. Yeah, whereas I will. So I guess it's just all about what you like. And I guess if you are really into fitness, you might really enjoy watching an hour and a half plus of, I mean, people watch Ironmans and marathons and everything.
Yeah, you better get used to it, Eve, because potentially we could be seeing Hyrox at the Olympics. This is Rachel Farrell again of Hybrid Series Ireland talking about the potential to see it in Brisbane.
It was only obviously the World Championships were over in Chicago last week, and in the press conference that they did say that they're hoping to try and make Hyrox an Olympic sport. So that was kind of a shock to everybody that was in the room. They were like, wow, that's really amazing. So they really are pushing on and trying to make this official. And I do think that it would be a brilliant sport to watch, because like, even to spectate at a Hyrox is like, it's so enjoyable, because you can actually follow people around the arena to each station. You know, you're close up. There's so much to see. It's really, there's a lot of action going on. So it's good for everybody, spectators and athletes.
Can I just become a massive hypocrite right now?
Yeah.
If it was in the Olympics, I'd watch it on the telly.
Well, that's what a lot of people said about the sevens as well, that like, that's how they got into it. I did a little bit of Googling on how something becomes an Olympic sport, because I was quite curious. And there's a bunch of different conditions it has to meet. But one of them is that the sport must be widely practiced by men in at least 75 countries across four continents, and by women in at least 40 countries across three continents. Now, currently, apparently, there's only Hyrox events in 11 countries. So does that maybe put aside our kind of thinking that it's massive and it's blowing up and there's all this excitement around it and it's going to be in the Olympics in 2032 or whenever Brisbane is? Does that maybe give the sense that actually, although it is growing, it still has a long way to go?
Maybe, yeah. When you put it like that, it does feel like it's not as global as it seems right now, and maybe here in Europe, in Australia as well, it was really big. But it's mad to see people like using it as their holidays now, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice. Like, it's great. Nothing bad can come from like a country becoming more into sport and fitness. Like, it's an unbelievable thing that we're seeing that trend in health and wellness. But yeah, it's like, I thought it would be bigger now globally.
Yeah, well, that is 11 official events. So now maybe that doesn't take into account all the simulations happening. Maybe there's a lot more of them all over the world. It does also say in the conditions for being in an Olympic sport, it says it should reflect modern traditions and potentially attract a younger audience.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, HYROX does tick that. And it's similar with the paddle that they're hoping to get into the next Olympics as well.
Talking about paddle again.
I know, I can't help it. It's because I was comparing the two of them and I was thinking, which one is more likely to be an Olympic sport sooner?
Paddle.
It definitely is paddle. I mean, it's played in over 150 countries. It's got a huge amount of people. Yeah. But what I do think they both have in common is they do reflect what the younger people are doing now. And HYROX especially is what our age group seem to want to be doing.
If there was some kind of a challenge at the end of the HYROX, like how long can you stay in this ice bath and then stay in the sauna, then it would be a reflection of our times.
And then play a game of paddle at the end.
Yeah.
And then do a run club. Perfect. No pints whatsoever. Eve's out.
I'm out. Sorry. Listen, we'll come back like this time next year when we're on.
When you turn 26. Not next year, but I'm just reflecting my age.
In 3 years time when I turn 26. Maybe I'll be super into HYROX and I'll be one of these people with an APAC.
Yeah, well, Rachel and Owen both very kindly offered for us to go and either do a class or come to the HYROX simulation.
I said,
we'll think about it.
We'll think about it.
I feel like I do a class. You try anything once. I don't think I'd enjoy it.
I try anything once, but I'm not sure about on camera for a word on the street.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Without my 8-pack.
I'll try it in the privacy of my own home.
I don't have those matching Lululemons that everyone seems to have on TikTok.
Yeah, this is the accessibility thing as well. If you want to make one of these pretty, pretty TikToks, you also need to have the very nice gym gear and not, I mean, whenever I go to the gym, which is very rarely, or whenever I go out running, it's one of my like 15-year-old Tottenham jerseys or
Fruit of the Loom t-shirts.
Yeah. What you got at like your 8-year-old sailing competition or whatever it was you did. Yeah, I do that too. I do want to finish with, Rachel, this was your idea. We're introducing a brand new segment, Word in the Studio, which is basically, we go back and forth a million times in our own heads as we do these pods and as we talk to you guys, the public, about how we feel about whatever sport we're talking about. So we're going to give our final opinions. What do you think of HYROX? Would you do it? Eve, we'll start with you.
I feel like I would maybe try it in a class at least once. I've just moved house. I have 7 new flatmates and they are all, yeah, I know.
It's a whole team.
Welcome to Dublin. And a lot of them and their friends are all doing HYROX. I feel like the social element, I'd try it once. I think I'll always prefer just my running.
Rachel?
Yeah, it wouldn't be something that I'd jump at, but in the off season, maybe. Like, I wouldn't rule it out. Nice little bit of, as you said, team camaraderie. Something to get fit with.
Maybe.
Yeah, on the fence.
Yeah, same. I think I'm not one of those people who's drawn to all the girls looking incredible and feeling like I need to do that to look incredible. Very confident. Body confident. But I do think some elements of it look fun. And if I wasn't thrown straight into the competitive race and if I could just give it a go, if someone wants to have us over to their HYROX gym and let us give it a go, I wouldn't say no.
As long as I can have a pint afterwards, I think I could do anything.
So that's fair enough. We'll get you a pint afterwards.
Thank you.
All right, so this has been Word on the Street, and we can't wait to chat to you again next week.
I think they'll go all the way to the final, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah. I believe in my county, and I suppose they're good at football. They just have to believe in themselves.
I love playing 12. I love playing 10. I love being on the pitch, to be honest.
Are you confident?
Absolutely not.
No!
Thank you for all the supporters. Thank you for the team. Thank you, France. Merci la France. Merci les baguettes. Merci les croissants. Je vous aime. I love you.